Over the next couple weeks, the members of the new legislature will elect their House and Senate leaders, and they'll grapple with some major challenges facing the next session. The first task at hand, how to allow public participation in the midst of a pandemic. Mal Leary has our story.
The 186 state representatives and senators that take office next month are poised to choose their respective party leaders over the next week. Those who are likely to continue in a leadership role say they're committed to assuring that members of the public can not only observe but also take part in the legislative process.
We need to make sure that we maintain our form of government at a very transparent level, and that we make sure we're accessible to the people that we represent.
Republican House Leader Kathy Dillingham of Oxford, who's seeking re-election to that post, says public access will be a challenge, given public health policies that limit the size of indoor gatherings. Senate President Troy Jackson of Allegash, a Democrat, says part of the solution may be taking hearing testimony via the Internet.
First and foremost, make sure the public has every opportunity safely to not only see what's going on with their government, but to interact with their government.
Jackson says it may require a significant investment in broadband capacity to allow for access by the public to committee hearings, as well as floor action of the House and Senate. Assistant Democratic House Leader Ryan Fechtow of Biddeford, who's running for Speaker, says lawmakers will also have to set aside political differences in the wake of a contentious legislative session and election.
Now more than ever, we have people who are really hemmed in on being rather partisan. And, you know, my hope that Maine can lead the way in repairing the social, you know, the public discourse that we have with our neighbors.
Assistant Senate Republican Leader Jeff Timberlake of Turner, who's running for Minority Leader, says he hopes Fechtow and other Democrats will really talk with their Republican colleagues and seek their opinions on issues of policy.
It can't be a one-way street of when they have the conversation, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it, and what do you think? Because they forget to put in that what do you think part.
Senate Democrats caucus this evening to choose their leaders. Other caucuses are scheduled over the next week. The new legislature convenes December 2nd. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.